Welcome to Breaking Par in Business. I'm your host, Rich Bartolotta, owner of Schooley Mitchell Atlanta, and we are the largest independent consulting business that specializes in helping businesses improve profitability by reducing telecom and merchant services expenses. And a unique aspect of our offering is we work on a contingent fee basis, so clients take no risk in working with us. We've been in business since 1980 and saved clients almost $250 million. Now, as any golfer knows, breaking par is a great accomplishment. And at Breaking Par in Business, we're going to feature those organizations and businesses that are the best at what they do. And we're going to talk about what makes them so successful and unique. I'm delighted to have on our program today, Harvey and Allison Hillier of Dermani MedSpa. Welcome.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you.
And I'm also excited to have David Post of Care for Cops on the program as well. Welcome, David.
Good to be here.
Thank you. So let's jump right in and we'll start our discussion with Harvey and Allison. So guys, again, welcome. You know, maybe Harvey, you can tell us just a little bit about Dermani MedSpa and how you guys came to be. And I know you're up to 5 locations. You guys are growing real quickly. Maybe give us a little bit on that.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. Yeah, so we started Dermani MedSpa going on about 3 years ago and started with the concept of, you know, as we kind of looked around the industry, we just felt like that there was some, we could bring a higher quality product to the marketplace. You know, I've got some previous healthcare experience. And so, you know, bringing some evidence-based practice to the industry, which is, you know, looking over, you know, what are the best practices that are out there right now through the literature. And so we've done that. So we do laser hair removal. We do, Botox, Juvederm, injectable services, facial rejuvenation services like chemical peels or microdermabrasions. And so it's been a good run. We've grown to 5 locations over that past 3 years. Allison is an esthetician. She's a naturopathic doctor. She's a massage therapist, you name it. She's been around the industry for about 15 years now. So she has the background in the industry, and she's brought a lot to that. And so things that she's seen throughout the years, we've been able to bring to market at a good, reasonable price as well. So
great. Yeah. So what the term med spa, what makes a med spa different maybe from a traditional day spa?
Yeah, so a medical spa, our clients come in to get a treatment that is going to help their skin and things at a cellular level. So, some spas, if you think of a traditional day spa, you know, a group of women or even men will get together and go in and hang out, and, you know, have champagne and kind of hang out for the day and do some stuff like that. That's not us. People come into our practice to actually get things done. So you may only be in there for 5 minutes to get a treatment done, but it's going to help, like, you know, for instance, laser hair removal. You know, a lot of folks, teenagers even, teenage girls have, you know, hair on their upper lip. They want to get that taken care of. They can come in and with our new technology of our lasers, they come in for about a 5-minute treatment. So that's the difference, really.
Okay. So you mentioned some of the services, but what services do you guys currently offer and what makes your med spa stand out maybe from others in the market?
Yeah, so for us, the thing that separates us really is our laser technology. And fortunately, we started the company right at the time when there was a big emphasis on research on laser technology. So we've got what's called a continuous motion diode laser that really does help all skin types, and it's fast, effective, safe. And so fortunately we started our company at a time when that was we were able to get those lasers in, whereas a lot of folks still have older lasers. And if you spend $120,000 on a laser, you're probably going to keep that old technology, you know, because you're still paying for it basically. So we were fortunate to start the company at a time when that was the case. And then second of all, like all the treatments that we do, there's a lot of fads that come and go in the cosmetic industry. And for us, we have focused primarily on things that are tried and true and not just a fad. And so that's been a positive for us too. And then also, we have priced our services to coincide with what are going to give people the best results. So for example, the traditional way to price some of our services was to have people pay all up front for the service. So for us, we've actually priced it where they can come in and pay once a month because that's what they're having to do to get the service done. So it's worked out well.
Yeah, so I noticed on your website, you have a membership program. Is that what you're referring to in terms of the pricing? What is that? How does that work for folks?
Yeah, so almost all of our services, people benefit from doing over time. So for example, laser hair removal, it's best if it's done once a month for 12 to 15 months. So, so versus charging someone a large amount up front for that service, people come in, they pay once a month for the service and it's a membership. And then they get the advantage of buying products that are helpful at a discount and things like that as well. So, and the same thing with our skin, we call it skin rejuvenation services. So folks come in and they get chemical peels and microdermabrasion, and we have lasers that help with the skin as well there. So we'll do those services, and they'll pay once per month to get the service done, and it works out well.
Yeah, and it's also ensuring compliancy with our clients as well, so that as long as they're coming in once a month, they are going to get the results that they're looking for.
Okay, interesting. So this is Rich Bartolotta. We're on Breaking Par in Business, and we're speaking with Harvey and Allison Hillier of Dermani MedSpa. So talk about maybe your target client segment a little bit. Is there a particular segment of the market you guys are trying to go after, or just anybody is a good potential client?
Yeah. So in general, this has been a traditionally female dominated customer base, but for us, and what we found is there are so many more men that are taking advantage of these services now too. So I can speak for myself. I mean, you can see, I'm smiling right now, but you can't see my forehead raising because I've got Botox, and so it's a real positive thing. And so it's really cool because a lot of men are working longer, and so our faces are calling cards. So to be able to do those services is real important. So we've got men, we've got women, and truly, a lot of our services people are taking advantage of as early as 13, like I mentioned, laser hair removal stuff. And then up to, 50s and 60s, people still, we are getting much better looking as a society, and people care about that. So as a part of that, people are, it's really expanded our base and our customer base.
Well, that's great. So I understand that the state of Georgia has some new laws surrounding who's allowed to, operate these lasers. What are the qualifications to operate a laser? And is that a point of differentiation for you guys?
Yeah. So I think that's been the biggest change for us. 3 years ago, Rich, you and I could have got a pickup truck, threw a laser in the back, and gone give anybody laser hair removal in the state of Georgia. And some states are still like that. I'm actually a doctor of physical therapy myself, and I've been in traditional medicine for several years. And so I like playing in an environment where there's more rules, especially in regards to medicine and lasers that can burn people. And so thank goodness the state of Georgia has actually gone that route. And so about a year and a half ago, there was a law that came into effect where folks have to get licensed in the state of Georgia. And so we've been fortunate enough to have a great medical director that we've teamed up with, that we're actually now training people for the Georgia Composite Medical Board to be able to get trained on the lasers. So our folks that are actually running our lasers now are actually training others to do that service. So it's been a real positive. So it's been fun to be on the ground floor of that new legislation.
So I'm sure a part of your day, besides having fun in the spa, spent staying on top of trends in the industry, what's coming, what innovations, what changes are coming in the market. Where do you guys see the industry going over the next few years?
Yeah, so there's a bunch of neat new technology that's out there. There's something called microneedling, which is really like a pen that's going over the face that's really like aerating the face. And so it stimulates collagen and things like that. Relatively new technology, but it's been neat. I mean, we've had great results with it. Folks with acne scars and things like that have done really well. So that's one area that we see a lot of improvement in. There's a thing that we just rolled out called dermaplaning, which is basically taking a scalpel and going over someone's face to take off the dead skin cells. So that's something else that's really neat. So it's a really evolving, growing field, and there's a lot of technology and more research going into the things too. I think we mentioned laser hair removal earlier. Yeah. Great new laser technology, and the FDA has been really good about being on top of the folks that are getting approved to be able to the manufacturers to do these procedures. And so it's oftentimes you look at government, how well are they doing with things? In this particular industry, our government's doing an amazing job making sure that the customer is getting a great service with what they're getting.
I agree. Yeah. So, I mean, over the past 15 years, it certainly is evolving, and it's definitely an exciting time to be in this industry right now.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned, Harvey, from healthcare evidence-based. I mean, I worked in healthcare for a long time, and that's a great point of differentiation when you can really demonstrate to people real evidence-based results. So what's important to you guys about having multiple locations besides, obviously, I'm sure you get some scale in running your business, but I think you're up to 5 locations. What's sort of your plan to grow, and why is that important to you guys and your client base?
Well, I think that the biggest reason for our growth is twofold. First of all, for our team, they need to see a growth path. And we're growing strategically. You know, we're not going to just go and grow for the sake of growth. But on the same token, for our clients, if we're going to have a membership program, if we need to offer locations where folks can go and get the services done. You know, if it's just one location, if our first location in Johns Creek was the only one that we had, well, you know, that's not great for folks that are now going to our office in Buckhead. So we've got it. So as we grow, we can offer more locations that our members can enjoy as we grow too. And then, like I said, it also opens up opportunities for our staff for growth and allows us to keep doing what we're doing on the training side of things. And I think we have an amazing product. I mean, I think that that's one thing that differentiates us is we are evidence-based. We've got an amazing product to offer. And so as the news of that spreads, we're having folks ask us, hey, when are you going to open up here? When are you going to open up there? So that demand-driven growth has been really positive for us.
And at the moment, we have the Johns Creek location, the Buford Mall of Georgia location, Sandy Springs, Buckhead, Midtown, and we have an Alpharetta location in the works for October.
Well, so you got everywhere covered. You got this place surrounded. That's great. Anything else you want to share with our audience before we wrap up?
I just think just if you haven't tried one of these services, if you haven't tried a medical spa service, come in. We actually have folks, you know, we give free laser hair removal sessions to folks. If you want to come in and try out our lasers, that's how confident we are, because there's old technology that's out there that's painful and hurts. Come in and try a service. Come in and check us out. We've got locations all over the place. DermaniMedSpa.com, DermaniMedSpa.com, and just check that out on the web. And we just look forward to seeing you real soon.
Sounds good. Well, thank you guys. Thanks, Harvey. Thanks, Allison. All right, so now let's turn our attention to David and discuss Cares for Cops. So David, again, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, Rich.
You know, maybe for our audience, just talk a little bit about what Cares for Cops does. And I know do you support law enforcement in general, or are there any specific areas that you guys focus on?
Well, basically, we do one thing, and that's we financially support the families of Georgia law enforcement officers that are killed in the line of duty. There's not another organization that we know of that does specifically that. As soon as a law enforcement officer is killed, I'll be on the phone with either a police chief or a sheriff or someone and find out exactly what happened and that it was a line of duty death. And within a day, a check is written and goes to the family.
Yeah, that's so great.
Yeah, well, during that period of time when a family's trying to figure out burial situations, all the bills are coming in. The average age of a law enforcement officer that's killed is about 30, and they average with two kids. So you've got kids in school, you've got mortgage, you've got all kinds of other bills coming in, and they don't need to be worried about the bills at that point in time. They need to be taking care of other things.
Right. So you guys are providing immediate support at a time when people have got, obviously, a lot of other things on their mind, and this is providing them with some immediate financial assistance.
That's correct.
So what are some of the facts about fatalities within the law enforcement community? Unfortunately, I think we had an officer killed last Saturday evening.
In Eastman.
And 31 years this Monday, I think his birthday, three kids left behind. So what are the stats that we're talking about here?
Well, there was also a police officer in Marietta that was shot, but fortunately he's going to be okay. We've had a good year so far this year. We've only had three law enforcement deaths, line of duty deaths in Georgia. It was worse last year. Nationwide, they had 37, 38 law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty. What's really scary to me is that we're starting to see police officers being ambushed. That's scary.
I agree. It is, unfortunately, strange times that we're living in. So how do you guys raise funds, David, to continue the work? What are the different things that you guys have available that, you know, maybe folks listening in, if they want to support the organization, what can they
do? You want me to go back to the beginning?
You can go wherever you'd like.
Well, I have a 40-plus year career in law enforcement and as a security consultant. And at the time, in 99, I was on the board of the Metropolitan Atlanta Crime Commission with a bunch of police chiefs and city officials and other folks. And someone said, we need to do something for law enforcement in Georgia. And I'm not sure whether it was me, but I may have said, well, how about a police escorted motorcycle ride? Because I'd been riding police motors and knew a lot of people that rode police motors and everything. And someone said, you know, that's really a good idea. Would you head it up? So we had our first, in 2000, we had our first police escorted motorcycle ride, went to Lake Lanier Islands where they donated a pavilion. We had biker games, bike shows, auctions, and we had some celebrities there, and it was really nice. We did that for 6 years. And then having the police contacts, there are six police chiefs on my board. So having the contacts, I saw that a lot of motor officers were getting hit doing escorts and funerals and just doing their regular job. And I saw the handwriting on the wall, and it looked like it was going to be harder for these police chiefs and sheriff to say, yeah, just go ahead and let my guys run your ride. So we decided that we were going to have our last police escort motorcycle ride and our first Care for Cops charity golf tournament. The first one was at Chateau Alain. The second one was at Hamilton Mill, and all the rest of them have been at Sugarloaf Country Club. So that's the main focus on our fundraising. The other things that we have done is we have some motorcycle groups that actually do fundraising rides and give Care for Cops the money. We have one of the newest things is the Gwinnett Symphony is doing a 9/11 tribute at the Infinite Energy Center. They asked me to be on their committee, and then they asked me to find the two other charities they wanted to support, which is firefighters and military. Well, I'd been giving awards to these guys for years through our Rotary and other ways. And so I picked the other two groups. They're going to try and raise about $125,000, which will be split up between the charities. So there are a lot of different things that are happening now. I was in a restaurant having breakfast the other morning, and a guy was listening to me tell someone about Care for Cops. And he said, you know, this is really remarkable. He manages an upcoming professional singer. And he said they've been sitting around trying to figure out what they could do for law enforcement. So we got together, and now they're talking about doing a charity concert just for Care for Cops.
This is Rich Bartolotta. We're on Breaking Par in Business, and we're speaking with David Post of Cares for Cops. So David, maybe talk about Commitment 100. I think you introduced that either last year at the event or very recently, but what is that?
We put that together last year, and we've got a couple people that have already signed up. And, you know, a lot of times I'm involved in probably six or seven different charities myself, and we know that people in businesses have to have priorities. You call them up, everybody wants money, all the charities call them. So we came up with a program called Commitment 100, and basically what it is we have a form that they fill out, and what we want them to do, it doesn't matter whether it's a big corporation or an individual, they fill out this form, and they will put down the date of a very important date to them, whether it's birth of their first child, when they open their business, whatever it might be, and once a year, send us $100. And there's a form on the back that comes back to us. We will put it in the computer. And once a year, about a week before that date, we'll remind them. So, and that seems to be working well. I'm going to try and get 200 people to do the Commitment 100. And that'll just about match what we make at the golf tournament.
You know, speaking of the golf tournament, I think that's coming up on Tuesday, September 6th. I want to thank our guests, Harvey and Allison. They graciously donated auction items to the event, and we appreciate that. But others in the community, how can they get involved and help out?
Well, they can pull Care for Cops up and find out what it is that we're doing. There's all the Gwinnett Symphony is doing that 9/11 concert, which is actually the Sunday after our golf tournament, which is on Tuesday. It's going to be a great concert. The ticket prices are right. And if they want to support those charities, they can come and listen to some really, really great music. That would be a big help. And they would enjoy it.
And people in the audience, if they want to donate anything still for the event on the 6th, still time to make that happen. They just reach out to you guys through the website.
We're not going to turn anything down.
There you go. I'd like to hear that. So, David, maybe we'll wrap up with what sort of drives you every day to just continue doing this work?
Well, I guess what drives me is the letters. that I get back from the families. And it's pretty touching. So we keep on. This has become a passion of mine, above work, above just about everything else.
Yeah, well, I can tell, you know, you've got your heart and soul in it, and a lot of folks on the organization with you, Karen and Jane and others, and your board that do great work. So we certainly appreciate what you do, and certainly the families of these law enforcement officers that have been killed in the line of duty appreciate what you do. So thank you for everything you do, and thanks for being a guest today.
Thank you, Rich.
So, you know, thanks Harvey and Allison and David for being on the show today. I hope the audience enjoyed learning about your business and Cares for Cops, the organization. If you want to learn more about Dermani MedSpa, please go to their website, dermanimedspa.com. That's D-E-R-M-A-N-I, medspa.com. And to learn more about Cares for Cops, go to their website, care4cops.com. And again, thanks everyone for listening in. I'm Rich Bartolotta, owner of Schooley Mitchell Atlanta and host of Breaking Par in Business. And to learn more about my business, you can go to schooleymitchell.com/rbartolotta, R-B-A-R-T-O-L-O-T-T-A. And again, thanks for listening in and have a great weekend.